Afternoon. Welcome to the Senate Business Professions and Economic Development Committee. We have two items on our agenda, but they require a quorum to proceed, so if I'd ask the secretary to take the roll.
Glazer?
Here.
Glazer here. Chang?
Here.
Chang here. Archuleta?
Here.
Archuleta here. Dodd?
Here.
Dodd here. Galgiani? Hill? Leyva?
Here.
Leyva here. Pan?
Here.
Pan here. Wilk?
Present.
Wilk present. Yeah.
All right, so we do have a quorum. The first item of business, members, is the adoption of the committee rules. Everyone should have received a copy. Any questions or discussions on the rules? If there's any questions now, Senator Hill will answer them.
Yes.
All right, is there a motion to adopt the rules? Moved by Senator Pan to adopt the rules. Secretary would call the roll.
Glazer?
Yes.
Glazer, aye. Chang?
Aye.
Chang, aye. Archuleta?
Aye.
Archuleta, aye. Dodd? Dodd, aye. Galgiani? Hill?
Aye.
Hill, aye. Leyva?
Aye.
Leyva, aye. Pan?
Aye.
Pan, aye. Wilk?
Aye.
Wilk, aye.
All right. What's the number there? So 8-0, the rules are adopted for the year. Our second item of business is a legislation by Assemblymember Cooper, who is not here at the moment, but we'll give him a couple minutes.
I don't believe the previous chair had a problem establishing a hearing and keeping things moving. So just a point of reference.
Big shoes to fill is all I'll say. Assemblymember Cooper, welcome to the committee. Your bill is ready to be heard. AB 149, the floor is yours.
Good afternoon, Chair and members. Assembly bill. Well, actually, let me put my glasses on so I can see what I'm reading. Assembly Bill 149 will allow patients to resume filling prescriptions for clinically needed medication by delaying the implementation of new requirements on security prescription forms. This delayed implementation will allow the Department of Justice time to ensure the serial numbers on security prescription forms are valid. It will also allow prescribers time to comply with the requirement to utilize these new security prescription forms when writing prescriptions for controlled substances. I respectfully ask for your aye vote.
Witnesses in favor.
Chair and members, Kelly Beam on behalf of the California Medical Association and the sponsors of this bill. AB 149 will address the immediate need for patients to access their medications while allowing adequate time for prescribers, pharmacists, and printers to phase in the updated prescription pads. We appreciate the committee's staff's work on the bill and for moving it so quickly through the process. Thank you.
Thank you.
Jennifer Snyder on behalf of the California Retailers Association and the National Association of Chain Drug Stores. As you can imagine, late December last year, pharmacies realizing that they needed to use new prescription forms that were not in their hands, and they had patients coming to their pharmacies asking for prescriptions to be filled, and they had prescription forms that weren't valid. So you can understand, many of us got thousands of phone calls, if not both the medical board and the pharmacy board. We are very grateful that Assemblymember Cooper is willing to carry this bill to make sure that we now have time to implement this a logical period of time that allows the prescription forms to be printed, allows for prescribers to use them, and then it gives time for pharmacies to have them in their hands, those valid prescription forms, so they can use them in a valid way with their patients. And in addition, this allows the Department of Justice to also revise their forms to make sure the serialized number is in compliance with pharmacy transaction standards. We weren't able to work with the DOJ originally to make sure that that happened, so now the forms will have the right serial number included as well. So thank you very much, Assemblymember Cooper.
Great. Thank you. Other witnesses in support, please come on up to the microphone, identify yourself.
Mr. Chairman and members, Andrew Antwi on behalf of the California Academy of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry in support.
Thank you.
Connie Delgado for the County Behavioral Health Directors Association in support.
Ryan Spencer with the California Academy of Family Physicians and the American College of OBGYNs in support.
Thank you.
Michelle Rivas with the California Pharmacists Association in support.
Randall Hager with the California Psychiatric Association in support.
Matt Robinson, Kaiser Permanente in support.
Thank you.
Ann Sodergren with the California State Board of Pharmacy in support. Jennifer Simoes with the Medical Board of California in support.
Thank you.
Matt Back with the Osteopathic Physicians and Surgeons of California in support.
Thank you.
Zachary Corbo, California Dental Association, also in support.
Thank you.
Gary Cooper, representing California Association of Oral and Maxillofacial Surgeons, in strong support. Thank you.
Great, thank you. Any other witnesses in support? All right, seeing none, are there any witnesses in opposition? All right, seeing none, we'll bring the matter back to the committee. Assemblyman Cooper, there was an issue raised in the staff report on a typo. Can you tell us how you're going to address that?
We're going to take it. Actually, I know we submitted it, and we'll take it in appropriations.
So author's amendments that you'll take in appropriations?
Yes.
Very good. Any other questions from the panel?
I'd like to thank Assemblymember Cooper for saving the day here and great public policy and move the item.
Are there any other comments or questions from colleagues? All right. Seeing none, Senator Dodd has made a motion to move the bill forward to do pass to appropriations. The secretary would call the roll.
Motion is due pass to Senate Appropriations Committee. Glazer?
Aye.
Glazer, aye. Chang?
Aye.
Chang, aye. Archuleta?
Aye.
Archuleta, aye. Dodd?
Aye.
Dodd, aye. Galgiani? Hill?
Aye.
Hill, aye. Leyva?
Aye.
Leyva, aye. Pan?
Aye.
Pan, aye. Wilk?
Aye.
Wilk, aye.
So we have plenty of votes to move the bill out, but we have a member absent. We'll leave the item on call. So thank you, Assemblymember Cooper.
Thank you.
And your supporters. Let me mention to my colleagues on the panel that we did have another meeting scheduled for February 25th, an informational hearing on surgical centers. Unfortunately, I had a death in my family, and so due to that, and with your courtesy, we're going to move that hearing to another date, okay? Yes. So you can clear your calendars for that. All right, so we're going to remain on call. I know Senate Education is ready to go. So.
Yes, I think we have to go to 2040 per end.
Very good. So
those of us on Ed, please follow me.
Great. And in fact, let's see. So who remains who's not on Ed?
I'm not.
So, do you mind waiting for Senator Galgiani?
I don't mind.
Okay, so I'm going to pass the gavel to Senator Dodd, who can keep the matter on call until Senator Galgiani arrives.
Okay,
perfect. Thank you.
AB 149, motion is due pass to Senate Appropriations Committee. Current votes 8-0. Galgiani?
Aye.
Galgiani, aye.
That bill 9-0, and that concludes the business before the Business and Professions Committee, and this meeting is now adjourned.